At Drogheda on the main road between Dublin and Ulster, he made it only too clear what he had in mind.
There's no point sidestepping this horror, is there? This was Cromwell's war crime. An atrocity so hideous it's contaminated Anglo-Irish history ever since. But we need to get right just what this atrocity was. What it wasn't was the indiscriminate butchery of women and children. No eyewitnesses ever claimed to have seen any such thing. But what Cromwell did order, unhesitatingly and without any mercy, was in any case an act of unspeakable murder.
At least 3,000 royalist soldiers were butchered at Drogheda, the vast majority after they had surrendered and disarmed. At St. Peter's Church, Cromwell had his soldiers burn the pews beneath the steeple to smoke out the defenders who were incinerated in the flames. The general saw no need to hang his head about the massacre.
We are come to break the power of a company of lawless rebels who, having cast off the authority of England, live as enemies to human society, whose principles are to destroy and subjugate all men not complying with them.